Thanks tonight. We have some other people performing in the festival. We always like to kick things off with a member of the Nerdalogs, Mr. Chris Geiger.
Chris Geiger!
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'm a very important person. I have a badge. Over the course of this evening, we'll hear from a slew of wonderful speakers, varying on different platitudes and themes, their stories. In a way, it's kind of amazing we're at the stage doing this event on this night for this group of people. I wax philosophical a lot about the hows and wheres, but when I think about getting here to this event from a sweatbox in Ukrainian village 4 years ago because of a sketch show, my head spins faster than Kirk breaks the Prime Directive. And it's fair to say that my story is more or less our story. Collectively, everyone who is in attendance tonight and those who will follow over the weekend with their own unique brands of comedy and music, storytelling, and improv. It's also fair to say, however trite, that it is a very big honor for me to stand here and speak in front of all of you today at this sort of event. You see, over 10 years ago, almost to this day, I decided that I was going to take my own life. And before you recoil in terror and or anger or get uncomfortable, let me say this, I know. As Mike Birbiglia would say, I'm in the future too. And as a tender, introverted, overweight teenager, I felt hard into the depression that being a hard-nosed social outcast growing up in Mississippi should have. I didn't like hunting, trucks, or our state's role in the Civil War. I liked other things, namely space and art and dreams of living in a city someday with a building that had more stories than three. I had friends, but having friends doesn't mean you're social, and I had interests, and those interests included a desire to not live here on this planet anymore and to be one with the infinite cosmos I was fond of. Now, why I say this is our story is that I'm almost certain, although I don't want to impose, that a lot of us in this social group have had similar feelings to this. Feelings of social remorse, eulogizing the fact that we didn't do sports, or maybe we didn't do calculus. Maybe we did sports, but we didn't do calculus. Or maybe we did both, but didn't have a relationship. Or maybe we had both, had the relationship, but are missing out on something further, beyond that, beyond what we imagine life is supposed to be, and thus are not living life as we should. I say this is our story because we're all here in varying ways and contexts, vying to be seen and heard because maybe we haven't been heard before, and this time, this show, this story, this joke, we'll have it all make sense. See, when I was in those heady years of discomfort with my own mortality, I couldn't sleep, if you can believe it. I squirreled away NyQuil every night to help me sleep under the guise of a cold that I couldn't shake. I still couldn't sleep. I drew for pages and pages and painted and wrote and tortured myself with the notion that when I was gone, people would find those works and make sense of what I was feeling inside because I couldn't. I didn't say anything to anyone because I didn't want to get help. I was doing for my psyche what someone with a terrible illness does by not going to the doctor. Don't acknowledge it. Ostriches have wonderful lifespans. Then one day I raged, and it boiled up inside of me like a fire that could not be doused, and I had a tantrum that saw all of the furniture in my room upturned and things torn off my wall. And I figured, this was it. This was the time. And luckily, my mom intervened. And she, in her infinite wisdom, said we should go for a drive and get out of the house. And she confessed to not knowing what was going on with me and begged that I talk to her. And in a moment that I will remember forever, I finally was able to say what I was feeling inside to someone. Nothing in my life has ever been as hard as that. And on a pier on a beach in Mississippi late at night, my mom told me all words have consequences and actions do too. Whatever you do, you can't take back, so make sure you only put good into the world. And we drove back to my house, and she helped me pick up my room, and in that same year, I joined a theater program at my school and decided I would put my energy somewhere productive. I shared my drawings with people and was shocked when not only people liked them, but wanted me to do more. I shared and gave and realized that putting good out there, however you go about it, is much better than holding everything inside. Which brings me back to this being our story. 4 years ago, we got involved with doing a little nerd comedy show in a sweaty space for a couple nights. We were known in the city as the Nerd Comedy Group. And that was it. Now there's a Nerd Comedy Festival in its second year, put on by wonderful people who have their own dreams and good to put into the world. And it's populated by new groups and talent that want to put their good into the world. And it's truly amazing to see this sort of thing grow. It's our story insofar as we could all just hoard these passions away and our stories away and never let the world see them. But this community is so great because we don't do that. So thank you all for being here tonight, honestly, or for the work you're doing, or for what you're creating and sharing. I won't be as trite as to say you've saved my life, but maybe you've saved yours. So keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. You guys, be thankful that Chris took the Nerdalog spot, because if I took it, I was just going to talk about strippers. So, you know.